Good. Previously on Bad Radio.
I'm going to do something right now.
I'm so wasted.
Have never done before.
No, no.
But this could be real wheels off. It might be good, but Line 4 guy has a question for you.
Now, as long as you weren't going to shoot any machine gun at me. Okay,
good. To wrap up the ranch report, Line 4 guy.
Okay.
Here's Mickey.
Hey, Mickey. Has anybody on the Cowboys ever done anything wrong, in your opinion?
And that was Line 4 guy's question of the day. And
now go home and get your f***ing shine box.
You could email him the answer. Thanks, yeah, Mick.
I appreciate
we'll
that.
We'll talk
question.
To you tomorrow.
And I'm going to work on that answer, okay?
Okay, see you, Mickey.
Well, with all due respect, I mean, I hate to admit this, but I mean, I don't think I've been online in, you know, a couple days or weeks or whatever. So, I mean, that's really not an important thing to me. So I don't even know what's online and what isn't online. What's online? I mean, just go talk to the geniuses that are online. I don't know. My face, your face, instant face. Go talk to whoever you want that does that stuff. I don't know.
The idea of Bill running the ball is to shorten the game. He's got a defense which will play hard for him. He wants to keep the games close. Now, understand, this will change in another year, Clint. He is coaching what he's got.
But what about Norm, what about running some plays that fit the talent of your backfield?
What,
you know you don't have any pounders in there.
Poor
little Jones, man. You know, sometimes he hits a damn line. A linebacker hits him square up. It's like he runs into a free ball.
But what plays do you use?
Hey, let's get some sweeps going.
Oh, wait. Oh, Clint, wait. Stop. 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 Stop.
So said you were looking for me?
Huh.
This about the Easter baskets?
I don't even know what that is. And to tell you the truth, I don't know. Now, what's the between you and Paulie? You chiseled them out of a dinner?
I love you. I love you so much. I've seen you at so many places. Ah, we've had a good time. But these guys, they spent 2 months and they won it for us. And they are the champions. Glory, Gloria. Gloria, Gloria. I think I got your number. Gloria.
Love you, dear. I have these notes, but I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. Pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Woo! Hi, this is Doug Armstrong, assistant GM with the Dallas Stars, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
Can I tell you a Jack Johnson fun fact?
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Hey, Twitter world.
Today, Stanley Cup winning general manager Doug Armstrong tells us whether or not Brett Hull was drunk. Apparently, primetime isn't the only one that doesn't know when a person is dead or not, and Baker pulls out the chopper and says, bra-ta-ta-ta. Also, what is the mind of Julie Dobbs, Jacob Kemp, and R.A.P. Donovan now? Two guys who know that Trump hasn't seen the ice cream with the enemy scene from D2 if he's trying to buy Greenland. It's Bob Stern and Dan Bedell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
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 Let's see. It's Tuesday, Dan. August 20 and 19. He's not wearing the Hawaiian shirt. It's episode 4959. Shorty.
Shorty. Shorty. Shorty. Shorty. Shorty.
See what I am wearing?
Can I just say that open was fantastic? Yeah, I see what you're wearing.
I love the open every day. I don't know if I heard them all on vacation. At least four of them.
You would tune in for the open and then get out of there before I start talking? It's a power chair move.
Well, no, I just rolled out of bed at noon, flamed one up. Just awakened, Jake.
what it's all about, Bob.
It's what it's all about, Dan.
All right. Well, it is Tuesday.
By the way, tomorrow, can I request the robot chicken Greenland Iceland thing? Do you know what that is?
I guess I don't.
Do I know? Oh, okay. You're asking him. Sorry.
Yeah, do you? You do. We used to play it a lot in the Open.
I feel like I do, yeah.
Before Jake took over the Open and made it better. The one where they're... It's the well actually guy who shows up in different conversations to be like, well, Greenland is actually covered in ice and Iceland is green. And then somebody, they beat him up. And then he's like, you know, you could park in a driveway, but you drive in a parkway. And then a bunch of guys come in and beat him up. And I can't remember what the third one was. But it's hilarious.
Rhode Island, not a road, not a state. It'll be in there tomorrow. But that's similar to the scene from D2. Where Coach Bombay is out having ice cream with Iceland's assistant coach because she's a hot blonde. And he's like, oh, I thought it would be icy.
So no, Trump said he wants to buy ice. Is that a... because he'll throw away a lot of lines and then they become like this big giant story. Like they were going to go to Mars or all this kind of stuff. He'll be like, yeah, we're going to do that.
I think that's still happening.
What are we going to do with it?
We're going to Mars?
Space Force.
I mean, we got the Space Force on deck.
Is that actually happening?
Pretty much every president says, we're going to get back to the moon and Mars. He just created a Space Force.
But we're going to acquire Greenland?
It's in, you
like,
know,
buy it.
Preliminary talks got to fire
it's
up
for
the,
sale? It's like the, on Trulia or something?
Fire up the Sotheby's or the trade machine.
That's awesome. So I got obsessed with two things last night. One, I'm a year behind, but the Ted Bundy tapes, I'm finally getting to that.
Anyway, we'll deal with that.
That is, first of all, I'm not here just discovering Ted Bundy, but I do think I learned about him in 2 second doses for most of my life, and I like the exercise that sometimes we throw out there, Dan, where everybody close your laptops and we're going to give you a topic and please write everything you know about this topic that most people at a gathering would say, yeah, I know the story, but then you quickly realize that when left to your own devices and not like Wikipedia, you don't know that much. And that's my journey right now. Through the is it called the Ted Bundy tapes? It's not the Zac Efron movie.
No, I think that's it's called, I think right? It's called that HBO doc.
Or is it a Netflix?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
It's remarkable, but I assume you already know that.
Yeah, it was all the rage last year, right?
I was busy. It was football season, probably.
Was it football season?
Did you watch this, guys? You guys have all been up to
speed. Did we not talk about it on the air at all? I thought we did.
It was around Christmas, so I don't remember if it was you guys or Country Force or somebody.
And I had to bail because I know Mino watched all of it, but we were like 2 weeks away from the due date, and we got like 20 minutes into it. And my wife was like, yeah, I'm probably gonna pass on this for at least a couple months.
Your wife wussed out of a couple shows because of that, right?
And they were all about murdering women or kids, and yeah, she...
The Handmaid's Tale, she wouldn't watch that.
Yeah.
Just because they're murdering babies. Like, jeez.
Well...
Get some sack.
I think if you would have said, close your laptop and write everything you know about Ted Bundy, I had him specifically killing women in Florida.
Oh, you know why I knew we talked about this? Because I didn't...
You just went up an octave for that question right there.
I pulled a Greve. Because...
He's got the ball!
I'm pretty sure I brought it to the show and talked to you about it. Unless it was White Elephant Day?
It must have been White Elephant Day.
Because...
I don't remember, although I think the history books are filled with things that I've forgotten, but...
Have you seen the part where they're at the Colorado State Park or something, and he had somebody help move a chair into his car?
That was a reference at one of the Washington State Parks.
Was that it?
Yeah, he needed help with his boat or something.
But
that
was the...
Silence, yeah.
That was the Silence of the Lambs tie-in.
Inspiration for the van and Silence of the Lambs.
So you don't remember talking to me about that?
Well, maybe in that short burst, but okay. I don't think you had a 30-minute presentation on Ted Bundy's life and wanted to tell me all the interesting things that I don't know. I can't believe how public his life was prior to all this. Like, there's a lot of news clips where he's, I guess, getting his legal career going and all these things. Like, Ted Bundy's on the news doing various things. So I guess that would qualify as some level of public figure. Like, there's news footage of him doing things not having anything to do with killing women, killing college girls.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, all I knew was the Florida stuff. So I'm watching this right now, and I don't think you can spoil historical events, but maybe I am. We're 2 hours into this. He's already in custody. There's no record that he's ever been to Florida. So all I know, I guess, must be in hours 3 or 4, and evidently he must...
Oh, you still haven't got there.
He must break out of prison, because at the end of the second hour, he's working out, and he's jumping off the top bunk of his prison bed to strengthen his legs, and I'm like, okay, well, this feels like a foreshadow for an escape, but we're not even there yet. But we already have a body count, like 20.
Yeah, he was good.
And so the cowboy tie-in. You want a cowboy tie-in here? I think you do. I can tell by the look on your face you want a cowboy tie-in.
Are you like how Bill Simmons can take anything and then work it into an 80s movie tie-in?
It's always been my dream. But my cowboy tie-in is, as Gil Brandt goes into the Hall of Fame, so many times we're hearing the story that the Cowboys got the inside edge because they figured out these computers might actually help them. So as I'm watching the Ted Bundy deal, where there's 8 girls in the Washington state, 1 in Oregon,
Colorado,
half a dozen in Utah, and then 3 more in Colorado, but none of the police forces talk to each other, and nothing's computerized, so I guess it's all like in manila folders and file cabinets in each of these police stations, and they're looking for a dude named Ted, because a couple eyewitnesses have told us the lady... responded by saying Ted. So we feel like the guy's first name might be Ted. All right, everybody to the file cabinets. Let's go through every file of every crime we have in this area and look for a Ted.
That's kind of part of the point of Mindhunter, right?
Yes.
They started by collating.
I was just about to say, yes. I just started watching season 2 of that.
That just dropped, didn't it?
Yeah. Love Mindhunter.
But just the cowboy tie-in is... We have these computers. I wonder if it could help us, like, sort through criminal records and hit on Ted just as easy as Gil Brandt can sort through wide receivers and use a couple testing scores.
I prefer the old school way.
Right?
Like, hoping that I fall.
Like, we have all this in
backwards.
3-ring binders. What if we use these computers for this, guys, and not just, you know, math problems?
There's a Bill James book about murders in the early 20th century, so like early 1900s and such.
Yeah. Popular Crime.
Popular Crime is not the book.
Oh, really? I thought that was the one TC is a big champion of.
It is, and it's an awesome book, but are you referencing an even different book?
Not an awesomer book. I think Popular Crime is great. One of the best I've ever read. But another Bill James crime book, I can't come up with the name right now. Damaris actually sent me a copy. And I read it, and then I gave it to TC. But it deals with, he feels he has uncovered, while writing the book Popular Crime, he thinks he discovered like a serial killer that was never noted as one.
Whoa.
In the early 1900s. And much of the reason is because back then you could commit murders 2 cities away.
Right.
And they would never put together that you used the same knot and tied the rope the same way. You know, like, he would do these exact same crimes, but...
It was one-off in each
he
area.
Didn't. It wasn't a serial killer who lived in one place. He guessed he was somewhat of a hobo or a train hopper.
Yeah.
Because he tied a lot of these crimes that he was discovering by reading these old newspaper accounts... they were very near, you know, railroad stations and whatnot, but all committed, you know, bludgeoning families or whatever at night.
It appears to be called the man from the train.
Okay.
pretty good book. It's not popular crime level.
The whole book is about this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's about the fact that while researching this other book,
yeah,
they were kept happening upon small town murders that seem, wow, this is the same exact, this is the same exact one 1 year later, but it was down the train tracks this far, or, you know, so they, he feels he has discovered a serial killer that no one knows about.
It's wild.
It's kind of like whenever you hear about people who had two families or they had a double life, except they were like 10 miles away.
Right.
Yeah. Could you do that now?
Like, no.
In this day and age,
people would go like a
county over. Gotta be much more difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't have to be flying to San Diego for business every month.
Yeah. Modern times, much tougher to be a serial killer. Is that what we learned here?
Yeah.
Way tougher.
I think, but also there are so many crime shows and whatnot.
That's why you have to.
Do you think you're getting a bit of a blueprint to how to beat it?
Go ahead.
You have to adjust for era, Jake. If you're trying to figure out
like
who the greatest serial killer of all
like
time
is. Like, is Ted Bundy that great?
Like, there's no way it would work in today's game.
You get a couple now, and you're a Hall of Famer.
I mean, you're all over the news. There's no way you could then relocate to Utah and do it all over again. All right, so that's item number one that I got obsessed with last night. Item number two used to be a member of our show. It went away, but for some reason...
Expo.
This is on my mind all the time, and I just want to play this for you here. If I
looking in, out, yeah. You have to put these in your...
What is that?
Porn.
What am I running?
Sounded like porn there.
Oh, hold on.
Put these where?
In and out.
How tight he is. Yeah, he's bad. Sometimes they'll give it with their eyes.
Okay, that's... That's a football thing, which is really on brand for me, but that's not what I wanted to play for you. Okay.
Do you have pop-ups disabled?
Well, no, but I actually had YouTube running. I just like a stream of NFL films at all time on my computer, so when I get there...
Football.
But I got obsessed with this again last night, and I'd like to at least throw out a piece of legislation to bring it back to the Wake and Jake, if we could. It's this. On the ticket, we'll just... Open it up.
This is going. I'm a big stats guy.
That's not what it is, you big jerk. Here it
just
is.
Just videos of himself.
Here it is.
Bring it back.
What the heck? Why is it not playing?
This is a good segment you
this
have.
This is, you know, it was going.
You guys are jerks.
Pretty well. All right.
Drop it. You guys drop were... it.
Let's go!
Remember when Yamahimi used to do that at the end of the Open? It had its place.
That's Jan? That's not Dirk?
You think that's Dirk?
A lot of people confuse that, I've found.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go!
That's at the...
So Jan Mahimi once fired up a crowd?
Take that with you!
No, Jan Mahimi would do it at the end of every starting lineup. They would all gather around Yamahimi in the 2011 title run, and he would scream that to the rafters, and it would get the entire bench all hyped, and then the Mavs would go win a title because of it.
How did he get to be that guy?
He was just really good at screaming, I guess. I don't know.
They paid him like $6 million a year to scream?
Let's go!
Well, no, I don't think they paid him at all, and that's why he had to leave the Mavericks shortly thereafter and get $64 million from the Pacers, right?
That is correct.
Something like that. He's done very well.
And not really had
and
to play.
Not really ever done anything to do it, but he's yelled well, so I'd just like to offer a motion to try to work that back into the insanity that we already have going. So,
well, what was the...
You can take that under advisement if you want, Milo.
Did you guys cut that Hard Knocks audio? Be what he called you to be.
Oh yeah,
10 times.
We'll get.
I thought
in
that
there.
Could be in the Open.
We'll definitely get that going.
We're just trying to change the Open, Jake. First, we talk about how great
it
is.
Be what God wants you to be. Be what God wants you to be. Be what He called 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 you to be.
All right, I don't know if that'll be that good.
The music's so high. That's so Hard Knocks. All right, it's 12:30. Let's get going. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The great Doug Armstrong has won another cup, Dan. He'll join us at 12:50 to talk about that and various other things. But next, NFL Today featuring Dan.